We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sanders back in the game. He's in motion. Hurts back. Hurts looking. Still looking. He is going deep, and it is caught by Devontae Smith into the end zone. Touchdown.
Skinny Batman.
Merrill and Mike on the call yesterday. Eagles roll. Eagles are 11-1. They're supposed to be their toughest game of to date of the season. Was not, Ike Reese. To discuss is Donovan McNabb, and his call is brought to us by United Tire. For the best tire prices anywhere, don't drive alone. Drive United. And Donovan joins us right now. What's up, number five? How are you?
I'm doing well. How's everything going, fellas?
Hell, 11-1, brother. I mean, they rolled yesterday. In all seriousness, right, we looked at this game, and it's like, okay, this is going to be a, you know, bring your hard hat. It's going to be this big physical game. And we know that's how Tennessee typically plays, and they may have tried to come in and play that way. But how do you think the Eagles – how did you like how the Eagles sort of responded to this week's challenge of playing this more physical team and the way that they came out and played yesterday?
Well, to be honest with you, Ike, and you should know this on the defensive side, it's a copycat league. What just happened to them versus the Cincinnati Bengals? The Cincinnati Bengals did a great job of neutralizing Derrick Henry and that running attack and forced Ryan Tannehill to throw the football, which worked it out in their favor. And I think also what take into account how we were playing offensively really helps our defense. Anytime offensively we're able to put points on the board quickly, get the ball downfield, kind of have our way versus that Tennessee defense, that gives the opportunity for the defense to peel their ears back and put more pressure on the opposing offense. Whenever you pretty much play the same type of defense that the Cincinnati Bengals played, and we were able to kind of get to the running game, we were able to clog up holes. There were no explosive plays like that we gave up that really kind of hurt us in the long run. And so I was impressed by a total team effort versus the Tennessee Titans. I didn't think that it was a game that everybody should come down on them and say, well, you know, we wouldn't be able to stop Tennessee. I was more thinking of, because we're getting closer and closer to really the Dallas matchup, that we may get a letdown because everyone's kind of understanding what's at stake in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, and there really hasn't been a game like that. I mean, I guess Washington, we know they lost the Washington game, but, I mean, there hasn't been that letdown game. There hasn't been that look-ahead game. Donovan, we're through 12 games here, and they're going to finish with a lot of wins, most likely the first overall seed. Is this a team
right
now that you can see winning a Super Bowl this year?
I'm going to act like I'm still playing, just like I've been saying weeks ago. I can't see that, and I don't want to see that right now. I'm not going to put any more added pressure on those guys. I just think this has to be continued one game at a time approach. I believe that, yes, we will get the number one seed. We will get that bye and an opportunity to pretty much play two games. But just focusing in on that first game that we might play and get focused in on winning that game before anything else.
Mm-hmm. What's to say that the offense seemingly has the ability, Donovan, to answer any challenge a defense may present to them, right? So if you're going to load up and try to stop us from running the football, they can throw the ball. They showed that yesterday. If you have one of the worst rushing defenses like the Green Bay Packers did, we'll run for 360 yards on you. Seems like they can beat you through the air or on the ground. How difficult is that for a defense when the offense is able to click on the ground and through the air?
It's very hard. It's very hard because the confidence level is so high on the offensive end that they feel that whatever play is called, it's going to be a successful play. Now, will it be an explosive play? That will be an added bonus. I mean, think about it. When you're able to run the football, that sets up your play-action game. And when your play-action game is on fire, your drop-back game, you can start with the methodical intermediate quick game, but you're going to take some shots. And when we start to take shots and all of a sudden A.J. Brown's open, then you hit Devontae Smith on, a deep post from the outside. I just think offensively right now, you take out that Indianapolis Colts game, I think offensively right now their confidence level is so high that whatever play is called by the offensive coordinator, that these guys feel like it's going to be that big play.
Yeah. Special teams responded yesterday too, Donovan. I know Ike, there was a couple Ike a couple times last week was talking about how this is about desire now and it's about one. And guys weren't out there making plays, and you saw a different type of urgency, and you saw guys making plays, in particular the Ellis kid who came up from the practice squad and had a real effect.
Well, again, I mean, if it takes one or two guys to be able to elevate that, that's definitely something we need. But I'm looking at, you know, just being able to pick up some good yards for us in the kicking, in the return game.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times are we going to fair catch or get caught with just a 5 or 7 yard gain? I need an explosive return for about 25 to 30. I need a kickoff return when we finally get a couple to get out and put it at the 35, put it at the 40. I need that. That's what gets the crowd going. Instead of, you know, just taking a knee or touchback or, you know, we get to the 15-yard line. Like, that does nothing for us offensively. So I just think special teams-wise, it's more the return game for me.
Yeah, you're an offensive player. That's why, of course, you worried about first downs and score touchdowns. Hey, Fi's like, I ain't worried about the coverage units. I need these.
I ain't worried about that coverage, man. You know, let's just get some returns going on. What's happening?
That's yes, funny.
Exactly. All right, man, let's take a spin around the league, bro.
Tough
game out there in San Francisco, man, for Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right.
What does it say with the 49ers, right? I mean, this is one of the teams that seemingly was coming on and started to be one of the dark horses or favorites in this conference of possibly representing the NFC in the Super Bowl. You lose a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo this late in the season. Man, what do you think San Francisco turns now?
Okay, so I'm glad you asked me that. So Brock Purdy is from here in Phoenix.
Okay.
Went down to school not far from my house. So I knew a little bit about Brock and knew a little bit about his brother who ended up going to Florida State. So Brock is a guy that went to Iowa State and, you know, he played with a few good athletes that ended up playing in the league. The thing that makes Brock who he is one, he gets the ball out on time. Two, you know, with the right system and with the right coach, you know, he'll be able to be put in situations where he's not asked to win the game. Three, you know, he's an accurate guy with the short game and intermediate game. Anything downfield, you know, it may get into the 35% completion percentage, which you got to really up that up to about 40-42%. And so that works well in Kyle Shanahan's office. Another thing about Kyle Shanahan, and people don't know, Kyle don't like quarterbacks that all of a sudden get more attention than he does. So that's why, think about the Jimmy Garoppolo experience. Jimmy was a winner. Jimmy won. Jimmy put up good numbers. Jimmy led them to a Super Bowl, led them to the NFC Championship again. But all of a sudden, you try to get rid of Jimmy. Jimmy was getting too much attention. And so now, here it is where now, if you get Brock Purdy to go out there and be accurate, move the ball, just what we've seen against Miami. If he can play like that, all of a sudden, we're going to start talking about not the San Francisco 49ers. We're going to talk about how great Kyle Shanahan is. And that works right in his hand.
Mm. How good is Dallas, Donovan?
Dallas, to me, I love what they did last night by spreading the ball around. And I think they're still trying to force Gallup the ball a little bit too much. I like what CeeDee Lamb's able to do. Their tight ends are being a little bit more effective. But I think that game was a little bit more lopsided on behalf of the bad play by Indianapolis than so much of the dominance of the Dallas Cowboys. Now, they put up 50 points. Don't get me wrong. But I think offensively, it may be a little bit over, I would say, overlooked as far as us giving them a little bit too much credit. But I think Indy plays so much of a major factor in the reason all that happened.
Who said so? Garoppolo goes down. Purdy did a good job in the game yesterday. Dallas played like they did. It was mostly the fourth quarter. That was a 2-point game going into the fourth quarter. Who's the biggest test for the Eagles right now in the NFC?
Oh, San Francisco's still in there. Remember last week I said San Fran and Minnesota. But I'm gonna give you a sleeper team if they're able to get some of their guys back from injury. The Seattle Seahawks. The Seattle Seahawks and what Geno Smith has been able to do this year. They're a team that may end up knocking somebody off in that first round of the playoffs to possibly get to the second round. But I still think Minnesota and San Francisco are the two teams that you got to keep an eye on.
Donovan McNabb, Eagles are 11-1. Philly's just signed a major free agent. Trey Turner's now a Philly. Things are good in Philadelphia.
We're signing, man. We're just signing everybody. What is going on?
These owners are making a lot of money, Donovan.
I was going to say, yeah, it's a lot of money out there.
Goodness gracious.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, brother. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. You guys take it easy.
All right. You too. Donovan McNabb. There you go. Yep. Yeah.
Everything, hey, man, you got money out there, man.
Man. Man, Jack, are we in the is this like sports universe right here in Philadelphia?
I mean, it feels like 1980 all over again. We had an Eagles-Cowboys NFC Championship game, World Series, that. You know?
By the way, it would take a lot for that to happen in the NFC Championship game. It's more likelier to happen in the
second round.
In the second round.
Would you just let us
speak
it into
existence?
I know.
I just know somebody out there is thinking that. Like, yeah, how the hell are they going to play the Cowboys in the championship?
They'd have to.
The six or the seven would have to win, yes.
So I guess
we'll figure out a way. We'll figure out a way. Whatever it takes.
So who's six and seven right now?
Or it'd be the NFC East.
So, okay. Yeah, it would
or
be.
Oh, nice or there.
Cute tie yesterday, too.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, depending on what happens in San Francisco, they could fall down to six or seven, and Seattle could win
the division,
the NFC West. Yeah. I mean, they're only a game behind San Francisco right now. So, And with I know – Five loves Brock Purdy, but we'll see how well he can play.
No one by the name of Brock Purdy is coming into South Philadelphia and beating this team.
Not during the playoffs.
Oh.
So if you heard Donovan describing him, he was a seventh-round pick out of Iowa State. He's
Mr. Irrelevant. He was the last pick in the draft.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's Mr. Irrelevant.
And he was a seventh-round pick because he doesn't have a huge arm, and he's accurate, and he gets the ball out on time. I mean, all words for a good backup quarterback who, when pressed – he ran the offense yesterday. He was fine. You know, we'll see what he looks like after a couple of weeks or a week.
We know, I mean, the backup quarterback theory, as long as he ain't losing the games, like, they're going to win with their defense. They're not trying to go out there and win with Brock Purdy throwing the ball around everywhere.
Right. He'll manage the game, short passes. Kyle Shanahan's a good play caller.
That's all you can do.
Well-designed offense. So I actually don't think – maybe I'm being naive. Did Baker Mayfield make any – I mean – in San Francisco,
just stay with Purdy. Baker Mayfield hasn't been there all year. I mean, you want to bring him in because you want a backup there. Mm. Somebody has to be there, but I'm not bringing Baker Mayfield in and handing him a starting job. I mean, he has to know the players. They believe in that kid out there. It's very similar to when we lost five in 01, and A.J. Philly had to play for 6 weeks. We just won with the defense.
Right.
We went 5-1. Now, I don't mean we went out and won the Super Bowl that way, but the crazy thing is, if you're the 49ers, you only have two teams to worry about. You're only worried about the Eagles and the Cowboys.
Right, yeah.
So it's not like they have to go through murderer's row to get to the NFC Championship game. They just want to get there, make it ugly. They don't care if they win the game 13-10.
Well, they're winning with Garoppolo completing 8 passes in a game.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So Kyle Shanahan knows how to coach this way where the quarterback isn't the focal point of the offense. Now, that don't mean they can ultimately win that way, but it doesn't mean that they can't stay in games and still make the playoffs and make it tough on you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They're not going to they're not just going to roll over because they lost Jimmy Garoppolo and whatever. It's still going to be a tough game.
Dude, they lost Garoppolo pretty early yesterday.
Yep.
They just beat the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, no, Purdy looked good.
They just beat Tyreek Hill, Tua, Jalen Waddle and the Miami Dolphins without a quarterback.
And they weren't
put
going
up 33.
They weren't going down without a fight. That was a good game. 49ers pulled away in the second half, but that was a good.
Yeah, I mean, Miami jumped out early.
Yeah.
But 49ers came right back and tied it up 10-0 and then took the lead and went up 23-10. So really the 49ers controlled that game.
Did they have the Tyreek Hill touchdown?
Until you had the touchdown later, yeah. But the 49ers controlled the game.
I think
Purdy had two touchdown passes.
He looked good.
Yeah, so.
He looked good.
I'm just saying, he didn't come in there and wet the bed.
He did not.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't come in there like he was scared as a rookie.
Seventh round pick, the last
pick in the draft, going up against the Miami Dolphins.
He looked far better than Clayton Thorson and all these other guys that we drafted. Jax, that means Sudsy's the backup now, or do they need to bring in a
dude? I was thinking that yesterday. Like, maybe you could finally see what he looks like in a playoff game. Like, people wanted in 2017.
I forgot he was out there.
Practice squad, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
He may become the backup quarterback. Sudsy, great deep ball, remember? Great deep ball thrower. Well, best in camp.
Unfortunately for him, they don't even throw the ball deep.
No.
Yes. There's no deep throws in that offense.
Oh, we're live at Chickies in South Philadelphia. Go where the players go tonight, right after Marks and Reese. Brandon Graham show. Players Lounge.
Did BG get another sack yesterday?
He did.
If Fletcher got one, BG gets one.
It's like they can't have the sacks without the sack parties without each other.
And they're both moving up the all-time sacks list. In front of each other.
Brandon keeps breaking records for games played and things like that.
Well, no, I'm talking about, Fletcher's like a half a sack ahead of Brandon, so they are
flip-flopping
on a sack ladder chasing each other.
Mm. Yeah,
It was a good
defensive line / edge rusher day. Hassan had one. Joshua had two, right? He had a good game yesterday, Joshua.
Yeah.
That was a good defensive game. Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville on Route 309. Online, marks-jewelers.com. If you're getting engaged, Mark's Jewelers is the place to go.
Oh, that was all three phases yesterday. Offense, defense, and special teams.
All right, so why
all three phases kicked in yesterday.
Covey was just every return seemed to be running free and going up the – is that just better blocking or
– Yes. It's better blocking. Yes. Hold your guys up at the line of scrimmage. Don't just let guys off and finish your blocks. That's ultimately what it boils down to is, getting in position, finish your block, and give Covey a chance to do something. Like, he has to make the first guy miss. That's always the number one job for the punt returner. You got to at least make one guy miss. Hell, if you can't make the first guy miss, what's the point of you being out there?
Right.
So you make that first guy miss, put your foot in the ground, and get up the field. His other problem was he thought he could outrun coverage. By trying to get to the outside. You got to stick your head. You got to stick your head in there, buddy.
It's like you're not at Utah anymore.
No. You got to put your foot in the ground, get north and south. That's the best thing B. Mitch used to do. He wasn't trying to run east and west and run around coverage. He's going north and south, straight at you.
Find a little bit of a seam and boom.
Well, here's the thing. If I'm running full speed that way and you're coming at me full speed this way, it's a lot harder for me to tackle you as opposed to you running – parallel to the sideline trying to go east and west. So that's why you have to be a fearless returner when it comes to being back there because you have to have the ability to go straight. Like Deshaun used to just scare everybody with his speed because he's coming straight at you.
Yeah.
He's the smallest guy out there, but look at all his returns, straight at you. He's not running. He's not doing what remember what the human joystick used to do, Dante Hall?
Oh, yeah. Where
you run all around everywhere. Most returners, no coach coaches that. That was just something that he was naturally good at,
right.
Yeah, because that'll drive a coach crazy.
Yeah, because for all the great returns you have, you also have a lot where you're losing
yards. A lot of blocking the bags, holdings.
Yeah.
Yeah, you create a lot of negative plays doing
that. Yeah, Deshaun would just kind of – boom,
yeah,
right?
He could set his blocks up because his acceleration from start to finish, he could do that with no problem. B. West was the same way.
Yeah, he was.
B. West was the same. Underrated punt returner.
Oh, man.
Underrated awesome. Punt returner.
All right, Matt Ballard wants to weigh in. Philly signed Trey Turner today. 11 years, $300 million.
Forgot about that. That's the other big news in town.
Matt, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, or good afternoon. I almost said good morning. Holy.
What's up, Matt?
Smokes. That's what happens when Victory Monday, you got Harden potentially coming back. Johnny, I know you don't give two.
Oh, no, I'm glued.
glued.
I know you're glued to the TV.
Glued to the TV.
Got it.
Is
got
like
it.
To
but,
watch that.
But, dude, Trey Turner for 11 years, we get him for the prime of his career, or the basically yeah. the same way we get Bryce. No, the full no trade. I mean, and the AAV was decent. It wasn't terrible. Not the 8 years for $265.
$27.27 million a year.
Wow.
Is not okay. Peanuts, Matt. Peanuts.
I'm not saying. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not saying it is that. I just meant.
No, I am saying that for a major yeah. league starter, for an all star player. Because you're right. If it's a 6 year contract, you're paying much more money per year. They did yeah. this with Bryce. They spread it out. They say, all right, listen, we want to give you the $300 million, but you're going to have to have it over 11 years. So he said, okay, boom.
Yeah, and also on top of it, you had the wife probably saying to him, "I'm tired of moving around. I'm from New Jersey. We need to go close to
churches,
home.
Schools." Same things with Bryce, right? All the reasons why he came here.
Churches.
Well, no,
yeah, there's
no
trade clause.
Wheeler too.
Wheeler, yeah, no, I know, but like Bryce was talking about how he wants this to be where like he stays
yeah.
and plays the rest of his
oh, yeah,
career.
The hospital, not
correct.
The churches.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Was, exactly. Sorry. No. I got what you were saying, but look, the bottom line is we got a piece for this lineup. You really do have your true leadoff guy. I know Schwartz is up there. Kind of in the camp, I think Joe Giglio put the tweet out of what he had as a lineup. I actually legitimately liked where he had it. I think he had Real Muto at three, and he put Hopkins at five. I mean, look, you have diversity now.
Well, where's
lineup,
Bryce at? Where's Bryce at in that lineup?
He ain't coming back till the
oh, oh you're talking about, okay, I got you. I got
thinking,
you.
Thinking like, you got to think now, but no.
Right.
He'll
no,
be
you're
back.
Right. Yep, you're
you
right.
know what I mean? But, yep. Hey, listen, 11-1, Trey Turner, Harden. I don't even know what the Flyers, but look, we're on a good trajectory right now. Let's just be happy. Let's enjoy the win, as Big Red Wolf would always say.
Aww.
And you know what? Let's go into a good week against the Giants and go kick some ass. How about that?
All right, Matt.
Oh, man, it's going to be a good Christmas.
Good to talk to you guys.
It's a good call. Thanks,
it's
brother.
It's going to be a good Christmas.
Plus
it's going to be a good holiday season.
Plus 1,200 to win the World Series right now, Ike.
How much are you putting down?
It's early, man.
It's never too early.
You know the good thing about it? I thought about this today driving in. I'm officially like, there's no urge to tattoos on my back or anything like that, like with the Eagles. I had no urge to do it.
What about Trey Turner?
It.
What about Trey Turner?
No. It did not. No, I'm not going to tell
listen,
him.
We survived the Bryce Harper World Thanks. Series.
It was a close
yeah.
call.
I mean, damn, I'm sorry
call.
They lost. Damn, because you know I would have done it.
Oh, boy, we got within a game.
Do you imagine? You have any idea what that would have done to my marriage?
We were waiting
they
to see.
Won? Yeah, I know. Everybody was. Trust me. Because everybody knows that I would have done it, regardless of what I was saying at the time. All right, well, I got out of that. But, yeah, I mean, so Trey Turner, and it really does, it gives them an all-star hitter that they already need to the lineup anyway mm-hmm. when Bryce Harper is going to be out until after the all-star break or around the all-star break. And it's a need anyway, top of the order. And once he starts getting in the year seven, where he's in his late 30s, I'll be in my 50s at that point. I won't care. Ike.
Yeah, we won't give a damn.
I'll be mid 50s. I'll be you know, get off my lawn.
As long as we get a World Series out of it.
Yes,
that's all I care
but
about.
But that's the Yankees did it for years. They would sign guys to 8 year contracts and they would pay them through the roof. And they knew Teixeira, Sabathia, the guys yeah. that would the last couple of years of the contract, they knew what they were paying for the first 4 or 5 years of it.
I'm telling you, dude. We could have the Phillies in the World Series, the Eagles in the Super Bowl, and the Sixers in the NBA Finals. Don't give up on that.
Hey, John. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
You had me until you mentioned the Sixers. What about the Union?
Oh, they're going to be back in the championship.
Yeah, they were just in the championship.
And,
Flyers?
And the Stars were in the USFL title game last
yes,
year.
They were.
Flyers only need a tank to get this Bedard kid who's apparently like the next
we're
Sidney
tanking.
Crosby.
Meanwhile, Torts is on fire right now. He's flaming.
They've been tanking the last couple of years, Jack. Yeah. They just didn't know it.
Yeah, well, now we need to, like, you know, bring in Hanky.
So Tortorella over the weekend, called it a stupid question
yep,
or
pretty
whatever?
Much.
Yep.
And
which
much.
They were.
Yep.
No, now, see, I actually – he had his guys
don't
back.
Disrespect the writers, Jack.
He had his players back, and apparently, like, the questions were they played really hard, they just lost the game. The questions of – They mentioned about the effort of the team, and that's what that ticked Tortorella off because it wasn't about the effort; they just lost.
Yeah.
So,
well, listen,
he's fighting with them.
Torts, you don't get to determine when you snap on everybody and everything. I know that's what he wants to do. You know, one minute you're yelling about the team that they stink and everything else. Now
they don't.
Yeah,
stink.
Yeah, yeah. Now we're in the wrong for questioning effort out there.
Just.
Yeah,
he needs to hold a lot of this until after the Eagles season's
yes, exactly.
over, so we can have
yeah,
real
don't waste
fun
don't waste
with it.
All this right now. Yeah,
don't yeah. remain enemies with the media and fight with them, which he's going to do anyway.
He's going to
do
that anyway.
Let's do it after the Eagles season. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. We're live at Cheeks and Pete's.
No chance he gets fired, right?
No.
Okay, that's all I care about.
No, I don't think this year.
No, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
No, he'll make it. We'll
get, at least have one offseason with him, yes.
And we'll get some use out of him. We're live at Cheeks in South Philly. You know the holidays are here. Book a holiday party now at Cheeks and Pete's. Find a location near you, cheeksandpetes.com. All right, we'll come back, and we'll take some phone calls. Good time to get in. Eagles 11-1. Do they have that special feeling? And the Phillies signed Trey Turner. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. We are live at Cheeks in South Philly. But, hey, listen, if you're looking to lose weight, it not only helps your overall health, but research shows that it also helps increase testosterone levels, which can resolve ED and low libido. So with NJ Diet, check this out. 40 days, lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds. The weight loss is contractually guaranteed, folks. NJ Diet uses your hair, saliva, and blood work, plus supplements to personalize natural formulas where the side effect is weight loss. Lose 20 to 40 plus pounds guaranteed. NJ Diet's all natural. No shots, no hormones, no counting points, no prepackaged foods, no surgery. You can schedule an initial consult at one of their many locations throughout the East Coast or do it from anywhere with live online video consultations. No matter how much weight you need to lose, NJ Diet is for you. Don't wait for your doctor to say, hey, listen, you need to lose some weight. Get ahead of it. Get ahead of your health by calling 855-5NJ-DIET. That's 855-5NJ-DIET. And lose the weight for good. Their website, njdiet.com. That's njdiet.com.
Who now tell us the Dallas Cowboys have the highest chance of any team in the entire national.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Football League to make the Super Bowl and to win the Super Bowl. They now have a 50-50 shot to get there and a 31% chance to win the Super Bowl. That is according to our Football Hour Index.
As another famous Mr. Clark once said,
yes.
You smoke crack, don't you? Then jump.
Don't do that.
You smoke crack, don't you?
As Ryan Clark Greenberg, get up, ESPN.
That's a Lean On Me reference.
Yep.
Sam's.
He was talking to Thomas Sam's, not to. But, yes, the ESPN NFL Power Index has Dallas 1, Kansas City 2, Bills 3, Eagles 4, Cincy 5. So, is this five? Don't they have 538, but this isn't 538, their analytics website. This is their own thing, so they can double dip in it. You know how it works, Jack? I've never actually heard the – I know they have it, but I've never
it was
paid
funny.
Attention
All
before.
It said was ESPN analytics suggest this.
Right.
Like it's not, you know, it's just their numbers.
Yeah. I believe the Eagles were 6 last week because on the thing that I looked at, it said that it's up 2 spots from last week. So they were 6 last week.
Yeah.
I think Dallas is a really good team. I'm not telling you that I'm not concerned with Dallas if you play them in the playoffs. They're a really good team. I don't know what's going to happen on the 24th. That's it. That's on the road. It's going to be a good game. I don't know how you have them at 1. I don't care what analytic you have or anything like that. But they do. They do. Kansas City 2, Bills 3. Eagles are now now the favorites in the NFC to go to the Super Bowl, according to pretty much every site that's out there, with Jimmy Garoppolo going down and the Eagles having a convincing win over the Titans. So, and then Jalen Hurts is right there with the MVP race as well.
All right, a lot of phone calls here, Ike. Let's get the reaction to people. Double dipping, Eagles win 11-1. Philly signed Trey Turner to an 11-year contract, $300 million. Andy in Deptford. Andy, how are you?
Yo, my guys, how we doing?
Andy?
What's up, Andy?
I give you a lot of credit, man. A lot of times you take the unpopular opinions. You know, everybody can't be eagled up 24/7. So sometimes you got to be the bad guy. I respect you for that.
I mean, I'm a realist Eagles fan. At least up until this point, I was right here. And here's the other thing. People should thank me. I'm now 3-0 when I pick against the Eagles. For I pick them to lose, they've won every time. So
I don't know about realists. I just think sometimes, you know, somebody's got to be good cop, somebody's got to be bad cop. So, you know what I'm saying? But before I get to my Eagles point, I got to address Chuck, man, taking shots. I got to clap back at him, right? I mean, Chuck.
No, you don't have to, but go ahead.
I'm just saying, you know, I have to. Hey, Chuck talking about wiring chins. Is this guy for real?
He was aggressive.
I had the opportunity of meeting him. So for all those listeners out there, if you kind of want to paint a picture of what Chuck looks like, remember Beetlejuice from the Howard Stern show? All bark but no bite. 5 foot nothing. Right? That's Chuck. All bark. Punk. All bark, no bite. Period. I don't want to waste all my time on that dope. But as far as with the game Sunday, I mean, it's hard to address topics that haven't already been addressed. I mean, we know Jalen Hurts is the MVP. I mean, he's got 29 total touchdowns. Mahomes got 32 total touchdowns. The race is close. But I want to address the special teams a little bit deeper and A.J. Brown's offensive pass interference. With the special teams, I think those guys were kind of playing like their NFL lives were on the line.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You
Yes.
You've seen
as they should have been.
What kind of ticket do you get in your locker room? Like an MLB? Remember they had like the yellow ticket when you were cut. NFL guys?
They grab you and tell you to bring the playbook.
They were on notice of that guy coming with the playbook because them boys played with a different kind of desire on a Sunday. You know what I mean? I mean, Quentin Covey looked smooth. Not only did you see positive yards, but you seen positive body language from them guys. You know what I mean? They're all dapping each other up. You know, 53 flying down there like a madman, blowing guys up on kickoff. Mm-hmm. It was just nice to see from special teams. That was a component of the team that I don't think we really saw so far this year.
Oh no, it was by far their best overall game as a special teams unit. I mean, I wasn't even expecting Brendan Covey to break returns yesterday, and we got that as an added bonus. I just wanted us to go out there and make tackles and at least look like they care and have some sort of emotion playing that phase of the game as opposed to just going through the motions and walking off the field. So it's clear that a message was sent. I'm not going to take credit for it because I'm assuming that there's enough pressure on them in that building from those that matter that they should have gotten their attention.
No doubt.
And that should have motivated them. So, you know, it's all fun and games for me to take the credit. But believe me, when you look at your teammates and they're looking at you with that side eye and you realize, like, okay, that means we let them down a little bit. We better pick up our game. And I believe that's what happened.
Yep.
Not only that, too, Ike, but those guys, room for error is a lot thinner than a Jalen Hurts or a Brandon Graham or, you know, an established veteran.
Yep.
But with A.J. Brown, he's like Debo, man. You're going to give up that beach cruiser because if you don't give it up, he's taking it. But I look at that second touchdown, right? I love it. I love it. Like I said, I love that Debo mentality. But how was that not offensive pass interference? He ran the guy over. I mean, I know, granted, the DB's got to give the receiver room to make a move. But, man, that was like a fullback coming on a 32 blast, just tearing that guy up.
Yeah, I don't know how they classify that. I don't know if that contact was initiated by the DB because I think they called illegal contact on the play. I don't even know if they called pass interference. The fact that you are basically chucking the wide receiver 6-7 yards down the field, that's illegal contact.
Yeah,
that's a penalty. Now, granted, you don't have to just let him run anywhere he wants to, but you have to give him the freedom to be able to run his routes, and you have to cover him. You just can't grab him or run into him.
I mean, they showed a reverse angle on it, and it was pretty clear he got beat on a double move, and that's why he jumped in front of him.
Yeah,
because he was going to get beat otherwise.
Yeah, that's a technique that they teach DBs that, listen, if you fall for that move, then what happens is AJ didn't go down.
Right.
That's the problem, because usually both guys fall down,
AJ
right?
Just ran over him.
And you can just call pass interference or illegal contact, and you would get the ball right there. AJ just ran right through him and just still got a touchdown. Yeah, that's an old trick that you teach the defensive back. Don't give up the touchdown. If you get beat on that double move, then you cut off his path.
And if that you can't give up a touchdown.
Yeah, you can't give up the touchdown. But AJ is strong.
So, ran right through him.
Yeah, ran right through him with no problem.
No problem at all.
And Swole Batman?
Yep.
Yeah, Swole Batman was out there giving out butt whoopings too. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
Did that to the goalpost. I don't even know. I'm like,
it's good to see some wide receiver celebration.
Is that politically correct? I don't even know if you can do that right now. Yeah.
Well, he did.
He did it, but yeah. I don't know if anybody realized what he was doing besides us. But yeah, he gave the goalpost a spanking, and he talked about it afterwards, and he said, "You know, I got to give you a whooping, but you know, I love you."
Yeah.
And he gave the goalpost a hug, so he had to spank Tennessee, even though he loves him.
And he did.
And that's what he did.
Good job. The Marcus Epps hit on Treylon Burks on the touchdown. First of all, unbelievable how to hold on to the ball.
Oh, my goodness.
And I haven't seen an update. I was looking for it earlier when Rios called and mentioned the play. I looked to see if there was an update on him. I guess it's just a bad concussion.
Yeah, he got concussed. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's still in protocol.
Yeah.
They didn't let him, they wasn't going to let him come back in the game yesterday. So,
no.
I don't think Marcus led with his helmet. He led with his shoulders, but his helmet got in there a little bit. And when you're going at the rate of speed he's going and the receiver is basically open to be hit with no chance to brace himself, that's the type of collision. I mean, that's what you're going to get. Those are the unfortunate hits that happen in this violent sport. That's just what this sport is, and those can happen. Nothing dirty about the play.
No.
That's why Marcus didn't get it. I mean, I know they threw the flag because they're going to do that anyway. But I'd be surprised if Marcus gets any type of fine or anything. But then again, I guess I wouldn't be surprised. Knowing this damn league.
Sometimes they just fine him just based on what happened.
But
to your point, the intent wasn't there. And if that's college, he doesn't get targeting. They don't toss him out.
Well, you hope they don't anyway.
Yeah, I guess any of those plays you could be. But.
I like the hit Marcus Epps had on Derrick Henry early in the game. That's the hit I thought Rios was going to bring up. I should have known Rios. He's violent enough. That's the one he was happy about was that one. But there's a play, if you go back early in the game, might have even been the second play of the game, when Derrick Henry got the ball, Marcus Epps, he comes down into the box late. He's disguising. He comes down into the box late, and at the snap of the ball, formation says they're about to run a lead play right here through this B gap. Marcus Epps didn't take any read steps. He didn't sit there. It was boom, pulled the string, and took Derrick Henry out. And that's a 200-pound safety.
Yep.
Going to hit that dude has him outweighed by 50 pounds. So that first play or that first stop by Marcus Epps, that lets you know that the Eagles were in the right mentality to play yesterday, because they were coming up hitting yesterday.
Yep. Yeah, you
coming up
hitting
yesterday, and they did take the game plan from the Cincinnati Bengals. When you see how many times that those guys played up close to the line of scrimmage,
now that's how they're going to defend Tennessee until they prove that that's
make Tannehill throw the ball.
Yep,
he was terrible.
Yeah, he was. But that game in the second quarter was still very much a game, right? The best thing he did yesterday was scramble for first downs on.
That was his best thing.
Yeah.
Yep, scrambling for first downs.
And he was able to move them down at least a little bit.
And you know what? To your point, honestly, had they just hiked the ball instead of trying to get the Eagles to jump?
Yeah.
It's third and one, and you have Derrick Henry. Really? You're trying to get the Eagles to jump, cause your lineman to jump. Now it's third and six. You can't get the first down, and so now you got to kick the field goal.
Yep.
Or was that fourth down? I don't know if that was third down or fourth down. It was the one early in the game where they could have made it 14-14.
It was 14-10.
Yeah,
but there was a third or fourth and short.
Mm-hmm.
I forget.
Yeah, well, it was 14-7 at the time.
14-7, they made it 14-10, but
I can't remember if it was third and one or fourth and one. I just know they tried to draw the Eagles off sides, and one of their linemen wind up jumping, and then they had to kick the field goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was third. third down.
It was third and one, yeah. So then it went to third and six.
And then they got sacked.
Pass. Oh, that's right. He got the sack. Yeah. Yes, got the sack. He had to kick a field goal.
Yep. Yeah, instead of using a 250-pound.
Just get a ball to Derrick Henry.
Well, shows you how much confidence they have in that O-line and Henry right now.
Yep.
They've been getting shut down. The Eagles did a really good job. Mm-hmm. John's calling from Florida. John, go ahead, man. What up?
Markson Reese, Trey Turner, physical football.
How about
My
that?
My God, what a Monday. What a Monday.
James Harden's back.
Yeah, there we go. Don't even put him in the category with that. Don't put him in the category. He gets a hangnail, he's done. Like you had me going Friday, I was ready to go. I was ready to go and do an L5 or an R4. I was ready.
You like that too, just right?
In there. They must have been listening to you, Ike. It sounded like somebody got the word that their jobs were on the line, Ike.
That's right.
You know the deal.
And they should have. They should have sent that message. Yeah, that's the message they should have sent.
Why the hell did it take this many games to?
But like, who would be the kick-ass guy on the staff?
Right. Yeah.
Sirianni.
You're right. It's a young coaching staff.
Ike. Kick-ass Sirianni. Hey, I got to tell you about my days at Mount Union. Oh my God.
Are you watering and are you fertilizing every day?
Hold on, that was a shot at Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, John, I think he does motivate the guys. He gets after them.
Yeah.
You think so? Ike, you think so?
Yes. Yes, I do. I've actually heard him before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I take
that was Jalen Hurts. I mean, not Jalen Hurts. That was Jalen Reagor and Derek Barnetti, like, yelling at.
In training camp when they kept messing up, probably,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
the only time I've been to practice, yeah.
I mean,
gets fired up.
John was just having a little bit of fun there with Sirianni, but the team's 11-1. They've been prepared pretty much every week coming out. There hasn't been letdowns. This team comes out consistently, plays well. There was a couple of weeks there, the last couple of weeks, where it felt like there were some bad decisions that were being made in game. Nothing really on Sunday for the most part. Nick's done a great job with everything.
If you watch every team, I guarantee you there are coaches that have calls in games they wish they can have back and so on and so forth. Nobody goes through a season being perfect with play calling, with challenges, with any of those things. So, you know, Nick Sirianni is no different than any other head coach. I don't care how smart you are. Belichick, Andy Reid, they all have snafus in games. And they've been coaching for three decades. Nick Sirianni's been a head coach for a year and a half, barely 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, done a great job.
Like, they all make mistakes.
Yeah. Let's go to Drew and Fox Chase. Drew, go ahead, man. What up? How are you?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, Drew?
What up, Drew?
What's going on? I said Philly's love signing them life sentences, don't they? I'm telling you.
Life sentences. not that long, Drew, but yeah.
No, it's 11
years.
Years,
a lot 11 of years
is almost life sentence.
They're good life sentences, though. They're good life sentences, I'm saying.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. I was wondering where Hater Mike, I mean, man, Mike was today because he said that the Titans and D. Henry was going to run all over us and all that. Yeah, I don't know where he's at today.
Well, he was on the line, Drew. See, here's what he does. He calls in, and then he quickly drops off. So it's almost like, what are you talking about? I called in. I was on it. But he hung up after like 2 minutes. Right, so I saw him, but he didn't give it a long wait.
Well, I don't want to waste my time on him because he just wants to hear himself talk.
Right.
But I got a question right at this one point. I want to mirror what McNabb said. He said it was a copycat league. But Cincinnati let up 100-plus of D. Henry because they had 79 receiving yards. We only let up 36 yards total, right? And we were without Jordan Davis.
Yeah.
So as I'm saying, like, I think it was a little different in the defensive-wise because they let up 100-plus to D. Henry.
I know, but that was on one catch.
Right. Okay, you're right about that.
And what Donovan was saying was how they played Henry in the run game.
Believe me, the run game was very similar. The formula for stopping Derrick Henry was very similar yesterday in the run game.
All right, I'm sorry. You're right about that. And also, I wanted to say something about Dak, and I got one question. Dak thing, he's played 7 years for the Cowboys and has one playoff win. I seen Diggs get blown up by the dude Doublin yesterday, and he never even caught a touchdown in his life.
So you're not concerned about the Cowboys, Drew?
No, not at all. Not even a little bit. We played them. We beat them 20-3 by halftime. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I watched that game too. It was still close in the third quarter, but whatever.
Right, you're right about that. But I'm saying we had them beat 20-3 by halftime. But I got a question for all you right now. Ike, I got a Ike, everybody, I got a 15 leg parlay Monday night, Saints plus 17 and a half. Where am I at?
Saints plus 17 and a half?
Yeah.
That's a guaranteed
win. I already won everything else. That's all I got left.
How many legs of the parlay?
15 legs.
And what's the payout if you hit on plus 17 and a half tonight?
It was $890.
Oh, well, you got that. I don't want to jinx you, but there's no way in hell the Buccaneers are winning this game by more than 17 points.
Their offense has
They'll be lucky if they score 17 points tonight.
Yeah.
They can't even score against the Saints.
The Saints have had their number for a couple since Toms went down
exactly,
there.
Exactly, yeah. So they can't even score against the Saints.
Yeah, no Lattimore tonight, which is interesting. Him and Evans used to have those classic.
Yeah. No Lattimore tonight, huh?
Huh.
Anytime, Tosh?
Tampa is
Mike Evans,
three.
For sure. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, so what you have? What involvement do you have?
I would say Tampa. I mean, there's no way Tampa's winning by more than 17 points. That's not happening.
Their offense doesn't.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Hasn't done that all year.
That's not happening. So you should be, what was his name? Whatever your name is, you should be straight. But he obviously altered the spread.
Yeah. 15 leg parlay, like paying out $870.
Yeah, I mean that's.
Well, he altered all the spreads. So there you go.
Yeah,
smart
man. It works. Yeah. Yeah, as someone that lost three parlays this weekend by one leg, I'm jealous.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can't be mad at him.
Did you, Jack?
Yeah, listen.
Oh, man.
I think that's what I need to start doing more is altering the spreads, man. I think that's what I need to start doing more.
So make them
just,
money lines instead
just
of.
Make them all, no, just make them all the way I want them, the way I know I'm going to win. He's taking the Saints plus 17 and a half.
And it cuts down on the money you make, but it enables you to win.
But if you bet enough of them in the parlay.
There you go. You
still
win.
Don't wind up winning. Yeah.
Try that philosophy, Jack.
Yeah, we'll get there.
All right.
No, guys, listen.
He has his own little formula.
Well, listen,
right Fan, now.
I've let FanDuel off the hook the last two nights.
Have you?
Yeah. Like I had him right where I wanted him, and the players didn't execute. So we'll get him back tonight. I'm trying out my new strategy called a starlay, where I'm putting all the stars in a parlay that I think are in go spots. So yeah, it hasn't paid dividends yet, but we're close.
I am close to this NBA parlay paying off one of these games, man. One of these nights. And I'm doing like 10 and 12 leg parlays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when it does, it's kind of like playing the daily number. You only hit once a year.
Well,
but
I don't bet
the
games. I just bet player performances. So whether it's hitting three pointers, whether it's over and under on points, you try to find the right ones where it's a seemingly easy get. But we always come up 1 3-pointer short, 2 points short. You know what I mean? Something stupid.
They always get you.
Yeah.
They always get
you. Like scheduling a loss that I didn't know about.
Yep. Yeah, that would have been nice to know if you were betting the game.
I would not have used anybody in that game.
Doc Rivers is an ass.
But now you can try to figure out when Doc's going to schedule that next loss, and you can push all the chips in. Right? Like maybe even try to reach out to be like, hey, listen, just let us know when the schedule
loss. Just let us know when
give
it's
me a wink.
Loss,
at the, exactly. When you're talking to the media earlier, just be like, wait, Doc, is something in your eye? Nah, I'm good. Ike and Jack load up on the game. Yeah. All right, today's broadcast brought to you by Chiggs and Pete's. The holidays are here. Book a holiday party now at Chiggy's and Pete's. You can find a location near you at chiggysandpete's.com. All right, we have Jack. Have you texted the Eagles and let them know that you're giving out game balls coming
up? Yeah, I mean, that was a big performance. They're excited. They knew that this show is holding them accountable. We weren't throwing pom-poms around for their little cute 10-1 record. They earned these game balls that are coming up next.
All right, Jack Fritz with the top 5 at 5. What does he have? What are the game balls today? That and more. We have another full hour of show for your reaction. And, again, the Phillies signed Trey Turner to an 11-year contract, $300 million. It actually happened. We didn't have to wait till February to
We didn't get anything from Nick Sirianni today.
Nothing, Jack? Yeah,
Like he said that the injuries aren't going to be long-term for, like, Kaiser White, so that was a good news. But yeah.
But he is going to be out.
They said he doesn't think they're going to miss a lot of time. Or Kaiser.
No, what I'm saying, though, N'Kobe Dean could be starting Sunday.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So that means that's news right there.
Yep, N'Kobe Dean could be starting. He'll join Ike and Elliot in the Players Lounge at 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, people are excited to see N'Kobe Dean out there.
Led the team in tackles yesterday.
I mean, listen, Kaiser may not be re-signed here next year, so we get an early look to see what N'Kobe looks like out there as a starter.
And all you need is the opportunity to where you're like, wow.
Yeah, we just want to see him.
Yeah, I want to see him. I agree.
Supposed to be the best linebacker in college football this past year.
Coming up, top five at five.
Check him out.
Yeah, for sure. He'll be here at 7 o'clock. Your phone calls and reaction coming up after Jack's top five at 5215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP. Hey, listen, here's a household tip from my family to yours. For the most reliable hot water for your showers, laundry, and more, choose a water heater that's built to be the best. Choose Bradford White, because how you heat your water matters, and a professionally installed Bradford White water heater will give your family all the hot water they need year after year, just like it has in my home. So ask your plumbing professional about Bradford White, or visit BradfordWhite.com to learn more and to find a pro near you. American-owned, American-strong, Bradford White.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.